Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I want to take you through right now the end of one day and the start of another. As we've seen last night, by the way, if you're on the on my Trader Cobb Facebook group, you would have seen that last night I did a live AMA. And on that AMA, I basically went through and did a full scan of the market. Now, this full scan of what I trade in the markets anyway, effectively giving you a bit of a view into what I cover every day with a live trading floor or VIP subscribers twice a week. Now, if you haven't seen that, if you weren't there live to watch that, then I strongly suggest you get across to Facebook right now. On Facebook, under Craig Cobb and Trader Cobb, you'll actually find that video. It's a live scan that I did last night. And what it will actually do, it doesn't matter that the markets have already moved since then. What is important, however, is taking the information that you've learnt from that and applying it in your day-to-day trading. So go and have a look at that when you get a chance, and it'll be helpful. So, interestingly, we see Bitcoin sitting above 7,000 right now. Now, this is really nice. We are seeing nice, steady, sustained growth. I love that. It's not crazy running off. It's just nice, steady, upward momentum. And while we've got it, let's make hay while the sun shines. Now, of course, I don't mind whether the market goes up or down. It doesn't really affect me in the sense that I'm a trader. I can trade either direction. There are more opportunities to trade typically when we've got trends against Bitcoin, but there's not really leverage. So I honestly don't mind. I prefer to see it go up so that, you know, more people do well and my investments do well, but the direction is not really of an issue. I've got direction, so I'm very happy. So I'm simply just waiting for a pullback. I mean, I talk about this cradle trade frequently and how to read charts and that sort of thing. And I'm not just talking about technical analysis. I'm talking about very specific structured trading strategy. There's a difference between the guys. Buying now, why would you do it? Well, you wouldn't. It would just be silly. Even if it goes up further, it doesn't make it a good trade. It just means that it went up. I don't want to have a 50-50 chance. I want to have a much higher probability of success. And for that probability to be high, I need to wait for the right opportunities to present themselves. Now, Bitcoin just hitting 7,000. And honestly, it's into a little bit of resistance there on the 4-hour chart. There were some tests around that 7,150 level. We haven't quite tapped on that, but it's starting to, we've approached it very, very closely. A pullback into anywhere between 6,900 and into 68, even beyond on the higher timeframes is what I'm waiting for. And certainly what I'm chasing if I get it. That's on Bitcoin looking very bullish. On Ethereum, the daily still not in an uptrend. The 4-hour is starting to get a bit more momentum. But if I'm honest, it's not one of the charts I'm that interested in, nor is Bitcoin Cash. EOS had a really strong performance overnight, a really nice pop on EOS has now broken up through a higher low to a higher high, and I can see it getting to $6.53 in no time at all. I can see it getting there. I'd like to see it pull back into the cradle zone, maybe somewhere around $5.30, something like that, for an opportunity for a trade to the upside. Cardano, not quite in the position that I want it to be yet before I look for trading opportunities, nor is Lumen. Getting close now on Lumen. We have had a very sideways market for quite some time on Lumen, and I'm just waiting for it to break to a higher high, like NEO has as well. Pushed on now, pushed through some resistance, no trades just yet. IOTA, I tell you what, that has been the Mac Daddy of all the charts so far. There's only been one chart more bullish than Bitcoin in the top 10, and that has been IOTA. A fantastic trend, chugging along. It needs to have a pullback for me to get entry, but it's a really fantastic example of optimal chart structure. So if you don't know what a good chart trend looks like, go to the 4-hour or the 2-hour on IOTA, and you'll have a good example. Ripple, not something I'm too keen on at the moment, and Litecoin grinding really well, as a matter of fact, breaking through resistance of 58.50 and pushing on now to 62.70. Pullbacks into the cradle zone. Things like Fibonacci boost is also very welcome, and now in an uptrend on that daily time frame. So across the board, we do have a lot more bullish sentiment and has been creeping quite nicely. Even though we had some pretty, you know, what could be decided to be bad news not so long ago about this ETF decision, it doesn't seem to have affected the market. It seems to be largely priced in as negative news has approached and passed, and we have seen Bitcoin grind higher. So the support definitely, the area that we've seen to be holding around on the lows is around about that $6,000 mark. We've held that, we've pushed on, we're $1,000 above at the moment. I'm not suggesting we're going into a bull market. I am suggesting that the market is more bullish now. It is in an uptrend, so I'll be looking for opportunities to the upside. If you didn't get to see the live scan I did last night, then go across to my Facebook, Trader Cobb or Craig Cobb, it's under both of them. Ask any questions in there that you have, because just because it's not live doesn't mean I won't go back and answer those questions. So please get involved. Jump across to the website, scroll to the bottom, and sign up to the bi-weekly video newsletter, guys. And if you're not learning to trade, then ask yourself, why the bloody hell not? Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.